You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 165.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy, and this is episode 165, how to use social media to grow your business. Y'all ready? Listen, all of this year, I have been going back and forth in my head about how to best deliver this content and this information to you. And I have decided to deliver all of this information in a bonus course available inside of the Profitable Yoga Boss group. The course is called Purposeful Platform, and it is strictly about doing what it takes in your social media platform, in your marketing platform, so that you can see your business grow. Now, listen, we've done a podcast in the past on how to choose a platform for your marketing, on different types of marketing strategies. I mean, there's so much valuable information in the episodes of this podcast. But today, I want to talk to you about how to use social media in a way to grow your business. So first, we have to talk about what that means, right? When I look at social media, when I think about using it in your business to grow, I am not talking about becoming an influencer, sharing the ins and outs of your life, the details, always being on your phone. Now, being an influencer and doing affiliate marketing, that's amazing, right? There's just this totally different side of social media that I don't necessarily know or would teach on, right? That's not my expertise. My expertise is how you can use social media to grow your revenue in your business. So why that matters right away as a distinction is because what you will use on the platform, how you will use the platform, how you'll be purposeful in the platform will be completely different. If your goal is to grow as an influencer, you're going to look at different metrics. You're going to interact with the platform differently. You are going to be on the platform totally differently. And there's nothing right or wrong about that. That's just not what I know how to do. When you think about using social media to grow your business, there's different metrics. There's a different way to engage that actually will help you grow your revenue. Okay. So let's talk about what not to do in terms of using social media to grow your business. Number one is going on social media and being consumed with all of the other content online. It is so easy to open up whatever platform that you've chosen and just get stuck in a scroll and tell yourself that you are being productive because you're getting ideas or you're saving reels to make later or you're reading other people's stuff. But in reality, we all know it. When you spend the time scrolling on social media looking for ideas for what you can post, typically you end up not posting and you end up over consuming and feeling more overwhelmed and confused than you did before you hopped on the app. this overconsumption, this over input of what everyone is saying on social media can actually make it so that it's really hard for you to know your message, to hone your voice, and to speak directly to your clients. Because all of a sudden you're taking in other people's words and other people's way of speaking, and you're like, oh, should I do that? Should I do that? Should I do that? Oh my gosh, should I make that real? Should I make that real? Should I make that real? And it gets highly, highly overwhelming. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is being worried with things like follower count, likes, or engagement. Now, I say this with a little bit of a caveat. We're not going to completely ignore those metrics. They just aren't going to be our driving focus on social media. When you get on social media and your end result, like your end goal, is to increase your followers, you're actually going to end up creating different types of content and using the platform differently than if your goal is to make money from social media, to see your business revenue grow. Does that make sense? So when you're focused on getting more followers, you might start to do different types of content that bring people in, but are those people the exact right person? And are those people the people that you want to serve in your business? Maybe yes, maybe no. It just might take you off track. Now, we're not going to say that growing your cold leads, growing your audience, growing your followers isn't important in business. Obviously, that's important. But you want to do it in a way where it's not the like main focus of why you're on that platform. You want to be very intentional when you think about growing your following and tracking that data. It can't be, I log on, I feel happy if my following has grown, or I feel sad if it hasn't. You want to have a clear strategy for growing your following and be unattached to that number. I've talked about this so much, but did you know you don't need a ton of followers to make six figures? You really don't. You have enough warm audience in your life that if you have the skill of selling, you can start making money right away. So that leads me to my third point. Using social media, you have to be able to sell well on social media and know what that looks like. So knowing how to follow up with people, how to meet people, how to nurture people, how to have the conversation so that you're focused on actually selling on social media. And I know for so many people, it is terrifying to sell on social media, to put your face on the camera, to say the big thing and the bold thing. You're worried about what people will think, what they will do, if they'll unfollow you. And I get it, y'all. It can be very scary. And you can totally do scary things. When you learn how to use social media to sell, it is an incredible tool for your business. It's vital that you do learn how to sell online for your business in 2023. So listen, I sat down and I'm like, I can teach people how to make money, what to focus on, how to use their social media to grow their business. So what should I do? How should I teach people this? And I thought about creating an entire separate course. I thought about all different options. And what I landed on is delivering this as a bonus to all of the members inside of the Profitable Yoga Boss group in the month of April. And the reason why is because we are going to do a 30-day challenge in April. What that looks like is Monday through Friday, I'm going live in our private community to help the members inside the Profitable Yoga Boss group take strategic and fast action on social media so that their revenue grows. Listen, when you join the Profitable Yoga Boss group the week of March 13th through March 17th, you are going to get the Profitable Yoga Boss group workbook shipped to your doorstep. And in that workbook, there's a little box of daily activities that you do on social media or whatever marketing platform that you're learning or using in order to move your business forward. And so every single morning, I'm going to come on and I'm going to help my clients walk through that box of activities. Why? because I want to teach them how to be efficient using a platform. No more scrolling for hours and hours and hours. We got 30 minutes and we got work to do. I want to teach them how to be consistent. And in order to do that, it's nice to have the accountability. Like when you know your coach is waiting for you to walk you through this step by step, it's like knowing that your private yoga teacher is waiting for you to show up for class. You are so much more likely to show up. So the Purposeful Platform Bonus is a 30-day challenge inside the Profitable Yoga Boss group to help you show up and learn to use social media effectively to generate revenue in your business. We are going to focus on the 5 things every single day that move the needle forward in your business. I'm going to teach you how to be really efficient, to bust through any mind drama or fear of showing your face on stories or what do I post or how do I say it. Every single morning, we're going to wake up and be intentional. This is a bonus that I don't know if I will ever do again. It is something that I feel really called to do right now at the start of Q2. And it is something that I'm super excited to deliver for my clients, but I don't know if it will ever happen again. So I want to invite you to join the Profitable Yoga Boss group now so that you can be a part of Purposeful Platform. You can head over to theyogabossgroup.com/apply. You'll get your workbook mailed to your doorstep, and I will see you Monday through Friday every morning so that we can make your social media platform purposeful for your business. The final thing I will tell you is that space is limited. The Profitable Yoga Boss Group is meant to be a high-touch group coaching container. So you are not one of hundreds. You will be in a weekly small live group coaching experience so that you're actually getting in-depth coaching and strategic work on your business. That means spaces are limited to join. If you want to be a part of the Purposeful Platform, do not wait. Head over to theyogabossgroup.com/apply before space is gone. See you inside.